So the government in England and Wales are introducing a ban on the sale of alcohol at very low prices in supermarkets, which will come into effect on the 6th of April. Now, this comes at a time of renewed criticism for cheap drink sales here at Queen's Students' Union in the midst of the NEC nomination drinking game stupidity. Students attending tonight's Queen's University Refresher Foam Party will be able to buy three measures of spirits for £5. Neil Johnson is from the Chest, Heart and Stroke Association. Morning to you, Neil.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Dave Atherton from the Freedom to Choose group. Morning to you, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, Dave, when you look at that, three shots of spirits for a fiver at Queen's. Obviously, your group represents freedom.
Yeah.
But are we really, do you think that's a responsible promotion?
Promotion, I think it's quite okay. Surely it's up to the individual students to exercise their own level of responsibility. And also, can I add that people are complaining that students are getting into £30,000 worth of debt, and you know, and surely this might be a way of actually sort of alleviating some of it to a certain extent. What do they want to do? Get students to pay more for that, more than other than pubs, for example.
Neil.
Well, I think what we need is a change of culture, is a shift away from the binge drinking culture. You know, there'll be 150 acute hospital admissions this week in Northern Ireland that are alcohol-related. That's 150 this week, 150 next week. That goes on year in, year out. And every year, about 300 people in Northern Ireland die directly as a result of alcohol misuse. So we have a serious problem with alcohol misuse. So we need to change the culture away from binge drinking. Now, unfortunately, the measure that the government's talking about is not going to do that. It's only going to affect a very small amount. It's estimated, it's only going to affect about 1 or 2% of the sales of alcohol in supermarkets. So that's not going to do it. So we need to, if we're going to deal with the problem of binge drinking and alcohol misuse, we need to change the culture and get people to understand the limits, the sensible drinking limits. And the dangers that, you know, that by exceeding those daily amounts of alcohol, you're increasing your risk of heart attack and stroke. Now, I appreciate that when we're talking about the Students' Union, that a lot of youngsters think they're invincible, you know, but we have to keep working on the culture and explain to people, you know, you've got to have a healthy, maintain a healthy weight, eat healthy.
I hear that.
Sorry.
But when you look at the likes of this promotion at Queen's, if we set aside the personal responsibility, which Dave Atherton has rightly brought up, of course there's personal responsibility to look after yourself, whether you're a student or you're older. But what on earth is Queen's doing? So Queen's are promoting, Queen's Students' Union is promoting to students, telling them, come on, you know, drink three shots for a fiver, knowing that means that students within their budget will be able to drink quite a lot quickly. Should there be any pressure on them?
Well, I mean, Queen's can answer for Queen's, but I mean, I think it's wrong just to focus in on the Students' Union because, you know, the alcohol is comparatively a lot cheaper than it was in decades past. So the cheaper alcohol is, the more people will drink, and you know, and it is widely accessible in supermarkets. You know, the prices that Queen's are talking about, you know, that might be very visible, but it's available in every supermarket around the country, Stephen, alcohol at those very cheap prices. So that's why the government looked at various policies on minimum pricing of alcohol. But unfortunately, the one they're going for at the moment isn't really going to address the problem of these very cheap alcohols being available and being, you know, encouraging people to abuse alcohol.
Well, I think Neil's probably hit the nail on the head here. No, we're not just going to be banning the sale of alcohol at below cost price. He wants to go further, doesn't he? He wants to bring in minimum pricing alcohol. He wants to set the price for alcohol. You know, this is a slippery slope of prohibition, isn't it?
It's certainly not a slippery slope for prohibition. I think we've got to realise, you know, that the cost of alcohol today is about two-thirds more affordable than it was in 1980. So what happens is, as I've said before, if you make alcohol comparatively cheaper, then people will drink more, and that leads to the problems I was saying to you earlier. You know, we have a problem. It's been estimated in Northern Ireland that the misuse of alcohol costs society about £900 million a year. Now, I mean, just to break that down, about £122 million of that is healthcare. You know, we as a society cannot afford to keep spending those sorts of money. are dealing with this problem. So we need to address it both in culture and, yes, through minimum pricing. Because minimum pricing means that it is the very cheap alcohol that is misused the most, and the people who are engaged in harmful drinking. So what we're trying to do is to put in a bottom there. It's not to sort of push the price of drink alcohol up across the board necessarily, but to target the specific problem of very cheap alcohol.
Hold on, let me bring in Peter in Belfast. Morning, Peter.
I'm just wondering, there the chest, heart and stroke, they're always going on about drink and everything else, and are they going to ban sugar? Because surely diabetes must be one of the biggest illnesses there is.
Well, I don't think anybody's proposing to ban sugar, but, you know, obviously...
Well, why not? You know, I'm diabetic, so most things that are covered in sugar or whatever, I can hardly bang sugar-free. So it's one of the biggest illnesses. Surely you should be worrying about it. Does diabetes not lead to stroke and everything else that you're talking about?
Well, yes, but I mean, I think we are also pushing healthy eating messages, and, you know, and a lot of those revolve around trying to cut down the levels of sugar. You know, these are messages to help people eat healthily. It's not a case of trying to impose on people. It's trying to encourage people to maintain a healthy weight, to give up smoking. All of these things will lead to better health.
Well, how can you get better health if nearly everything's loaded with sugar? That's what I'm saying. I can hardly get food that doesn't have sugar, and anything that does say no sugar, they have worse things stuff in it is probably worse than sugar. So how do I win? I have a couple of drinks and stop, but nearly everywhere I go for food, you probably find everything's loaded with sugar. So why don't the government come in and say, right, see all this food and all this other stuff that you're making, cut down the sugar content, and we might be able to help with diabetics or anybody else.
Well, it's a different argument, but the government is working to try and cut the level of sugar in a lot of foods, and that's something that we'd very much encourage.
It's still to do with health. You're arguing about people going having three shots, and people are going to say diabetics with sugar.
I'm actually arguing, hold on, Peter, here's what I'm arguing about. I'm arguing about the responsibility that Queen's Students Union have or don't have. You tell me. Right? When they, you know, I'm looking at some of their promotions here for their foam party tonight. Double vodka and Red Bull, £4. Three shots for a fiver. Now, remember what has happened over recent times. Remember that people die through excess alcohol promotion. And here we have the Students' Union promoting, not just promoting cheap booze, promoting a lot of cheap booze. Is that the way to go?
Well, the thing is, they're not pulling anybody in this gruff of an act, are they? Like, it's your choice as a student. You know, people are going to do a one-off thing. That's the way it is. That's our people on ties their customers in, you know what I mean, and the story. But it's still back to health. There's a lot of illnesses that you can't do nothing about. I think it's a choice. If the students want to do one-off, that's it, you know what I mean? If you go to Spain, you get a flat in Spain, it's about four shits for about £8. Do you know what I mean?
And it surely tempts people into drinking more than they otherwise would. Is that what Queen's and Students' Union's all about? And, you know, where's Queen's in this, by the way, as a university? Are they liaising with the union?
But, Stephen, there's a big double ice cream cake and a bakery and a window. I have to go in bad. You know, they don't pull me a bit of scruff of neck. It's people's choice, and if it's a one-off thing, you just have to put up with it. You know what I mean? They'll probably binge up a drink before they go in if it's too dear to buy the drink in the pub. So you can't win, you know what I mean?
Yeah, can I come in there, Stephen?
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, Peter touches on a couple of points there, you know, that it isn't just about the Queen's Student Union. As I said before, and he said as well, you know, people can go out and get their stuff from alcohol and preload, as they say. And similarly, Peter also mentions, you know, that alcohol is a lot cheaper in Spain and places like that.
You're missing
but there
the point.
There is a different culture, and that is what we have to change. You know, it's a culture where people, you know, we are encouraged as a society, you know, to binge drink and you know, and we need to change that culture and emphasise, you know, that, you know, you need to drink responsibly.
He's Ronnie this morning. Morning, Ronnie.
Morning, Stephen.
Yes, Ronnie.
Just to say about that clown that was on the show last night, you should get that man on ask him to explain himself.
Oh, yeah, this is the idiot last night on the Nolan television show.
Like, the show was great last night up until that early. Fantastic show. It was one of the best I've ever seen. And that there happens.
You know, it's just a clown.
Yeah, so just to set out for people, this is the level of stupidity that that young man showed last night. Absolute idiot. So two people died linked to NEC nomination games, and he thought somehow him getting his face on television was more important and was funnier than the respect that we should be giving to those deaths and also the complete and utter inappropriateness of it, Ronnie. I don't know. I sat there and I wanted to take him on, and then I thought to myself,
I know it's a silly expression.
And here's exactly what I thought to myself. I thought to myself, do you know what? I am not giving you the attention that you do not deserve. Walk home, you silly little boy. That's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I noticed the expression on your face when it happened. Like, you know, that you'd wanted to do something, but it was coming there in the programme, right? What really is the point taking him on, you know?
Stay there, Ronnie. Let me speak to Niall O'Donoghue, the Belfast councillor, Sinn Féin, former Belfast mayor, actually. Morning to you, Niall.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. What do you think about these cheap promotions at Queen's? I've seen you tweeting about it this morning already.
Well, to be honest, Stephen, I mean, I think it's important to clarify the fact that I'm not trying to spoil anybody's crack. I'm not trying to sort of put a damper on students at Queen's going out and enjoying themselves. That's part of the university experience. It's part and parcel of being away from home and everything else. But these very cynical, deliberate drinks promotions that target young people, I think are dangerous. You know, there's real dangers involved.
And so when you see them doing this, how do you weigh up, I guess, some of the freedom that both Queen's Union and their students will demand, which is, do you know what, if we want to get off our head, get drunk, it's our life, it's our body, we're entitled to do it, against the real dangers now?
Well, that's really what I think we need to look at, Stephen, to be honest. And I'm not coming on to profess that I have the answers, because I don't. I mean, I've been known to go into the city centre and enjoy myself on a night out too. You know, so there's nothing wrong with that. But we do have to be careful. We do have to look for each other. We look out for each other. And that sort of goes without saying. But deliberately, cynically targeting young people and saying, drink as much as you possibly can for as little price is not good. It's not good for the city. It's not good for the people involved. And that actually applies across a lot of the age groups, not just university students. I suppose this is a good example because it's happening in the here and now. But I think we seriously, at a local government level, at a Stormont level, need to consider how we're going to move forward in terms of tackling this. Because I was listening to the show on the way in here, and I heard that guy saying about the dangers around some of the high sugar content foods and things like that. And that's a fair point too. That's fair enough. And many people would accuse these companies of deliberately targeting young people as well in terms of, you know, their branding and everything else. So this is just another example of that. I have no, and that's why I want to be careful, I have no objection to students at Queen's going out and having a bit of crack and enjoying themselves. And the vast majority of them, let's be honest, do just that.
Yeah, but let's just say it as it is, Niall. Have you any objection to the union? And look, you know, Queen's are involved here as a university too, because, you know, it's their students' union. I know they're separate bodies, but, you know, it is Queen's students' union, so they should have something to say about this.
Yeah.
Have we any objection to these cheap drink promotions, or is it for us to back out? None of our business.
Well, here's the thing, and I'll come back to that with a couple of points, right? Queen's students' union were able to recently ban a song been played in the union, right, because for their own reasons, and that's fair enough, they disagreed with the content and the message of the song, and that's good to see young people mobilising around an issue and getting energised around an issue. But what I think of when I hear about these drinks promotions now, and I'll be quite honest, I'll put my hands up and say, I probably had a very different view of them when I was a student at university.
Well, exactly, now. As did I, by the way.
But now, I hope they don't mind me referring to it, I hope it doesn't upset them. But during my year as Lord Mayor of the city, I remember driving past the vigil that Jubby Murphy's family were having on the Lag and Weir. And I said to the driver, pull in here. I want to go in and speak to these people. And I went in and I spoke to the Murphy family. I listened to their story. I seen the trauma and the sadness that they were going through as a result of losing their son, who had been, we all know the story at this stage. But every time I hear about these drinks promotions, I think of Joby. I think of his family. And I think, what more can we do to make sure that a young man or a young woman doesn't get drunk to the extent where they're putting themselves in danger?
Yeah. No, thank you. Morning to you. Ronnie, what do you make of what's just been said there?
Years ago, there the whole drinking culture was different, but you see now, you see what the council has to clean up, what the police have to clean up, what the ambulance people have to clean up, what the hospital have to clean up after them. You know, it's ridiculous. You go to a casualty on a Saturday night, there is full of drink.
I wonder, is it much different now than it was? Like, to be honest with you, I remember
25 years ago when I was younger.
Yeah, but these promotions, you know, buy one, get one free, all that kind of stuff. It's been around for, well, certainly in my day. Back when I was a student, it was around. I did this when it was around. A lot of us will have done it.
But you know, but
when you get older, you see the real danger in it.
You take a different view of it.
Yeah, of course you do.
By the way, last night, McCurrick was brilliant.
Did you enjoy the show last night?
I was fantastic, Stephen. Your man, John, was hilarious and fantastic.
John McCurrick and his...
Ah, fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Ronnie.